You're listening to Maggie Dawn. We're John and Gordy filling in for the Maggie Dawn show, and she'll be back again tomorrow.
That's right. You can give us a call right now. We're talking to Dan Schaefer, our political editor. Call us at 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. And we want to get into
an editorial piece, an opinion piece that Tammy Baldwin has come out with.
Yes.
You read the article. Tell us all about it.
Yeah. So, obviously the Senate is playing a key role in many of Donald Trump's cabinet appointments here. And, we've seen some close votes. We've seen some not so close votes for many of these with in some cases, Democrats siding with Republicans to confirm Trump's appointees. And I think one of the most controversial ones really is that of RFK Jr. And Tammy Baldwin, she actually introduced Sean Duffy and voted for him as transportation secretary. But RFK, she has been one of the more vocal opponents of his nomination. And today in Newsweek, she wrote an opinion column, opposing him. The headline is RFK Jr. is bad for our health. Again, that was at Newsweek, published today. But she talked about not only about the things that she is concerned about with RFK and his, conspiratorial comments on so many different things, vaccines, of course, among them. But she also talked about her own background and her own personal story. And when she was 9 years old, she was diagnosed with a serious illness similar to spinal meningitis and spent several months in a hospital bed. And I think, that is something that she has cited throughout her career as something that has, really influenced her politics.
Sure.
She has been very active in healthcare. She wrote the provision in the Affordable Care Act, allowing children to stay on their parents' insurance until their age of 26. She was active in the fight to cover pre-existing conditions because of this experience she had as a child. She, had a pre-existing condition into adulthood. And so I think it is really interesting to see, she questioned RFK in the Senate hearing today, had some pretty poignant moments there. And so I think it is really interesting to see where she is, where Wisconsin's only senator, as I sometimes like to joke about Tammy Baldwin, because Ron Johnson really doesn't do all that much for the state. But Tammy Baldwin is, really stepping forward and taking a vocal role. And she's not always the most vocal senator on a lot of things. I think she kind of oftentimes, can operate in the background of things and really is kind of like a nuts and bolts operator trying to get things done in the Senate. But I think it is really interesting to see that she has been really vocal about RFK, making speeches in the Capitol yesterday before, and then, questioning him today, putting out this op-ed. And she, has really been forceful in her opposition to RFK, which I think is pretty interesting.
Yeah, does she ask any questions about whether people deserve to have health care, whether it's a privilege or a right? Anything about that?
Yeah, I wasn't able to watch the full hearing. There was a standout moment where she talked about, and I'm going to probably mispronounce this, mifepristone.
Yes.
Just talking about like the studies on this that RFK has been questioning. So there was a standout moment from that that C-SPAN put out on their social media channels. I think that is one of the interesting components of RFK talking about make America healthy again, blah, 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 whatever. But none of that is actually translating into efforts to expand access to healthcare in any way. It's just, just kind of what Republicans used to call just kind of the nanny state. When Michelle Obama was talking about, we should eat more vegetables in schools and things like that. And conservatives had like a 5-year freak out about it. And now we're seeing, many of the same types of things be put forward. But again, it's just like RFK is not talking about, universal access to healthcare or anything like that. It's just kind of this woo-woo liberal type of approach to things,
right?
Which he's been talking about.
Well, he was big on women's rights, and he was questioned about that and changed his mind. He he is not so sure that women have these rights anymore. Mifepristone was one of those issues that he talked about. And I can't remember when that drug was introduced. I believe it was in Europe first, and it came over here. I mean, it has certainly tested well through time, and now they're calling for more investigations into it, more research into the drug.
It's been around for about 20 years.
In this country, yeah. And prior to that, it was certainly used in Europe. So it's certainly tested itself. Mm-hmm. So now they're asking for more
tests.
Baldwin
cited a study that, you know, saying that it was, you know, 99.whatever% effective.
Yeah.
And, you know, RFK was saying, like, he was waiting to hear back on the science. And she was just saying,
yeah,
this is what the science is.
That's great.
You know?
It's crazy. And every time, you know, Republicans question Democrats, it's always that everything that we do or want to do has to be perfect. Everything they do falls apart, but it's okay because we're just starting. You know, we're going to make adjustments to it. The ACA was designed that way. You know, we put it out there. We knew we had to make some adjustments because we'd find some things that didn't work. And we wanted to make those changes, but the Republicans wanted to repeal the ACA instead of making the changes that make that program work even smoother and better for people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And all these years later, Republicans still don't have any kind of a
plan
for healthcare.
No plan.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if that comes down to a vote this afternoon, perhaps. Yeah. This is his second day of questioning for RFK Jr. Dan Schaefer, political editor for Civic Media. Thank you for joining us, Dan. Appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks so much for having
all
me.
All right. It's good talking to you.
And coming up after the news, a little bit later on, in about a half hour, we'll be talking with Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, talking about Black History Month and what's going to happen with that. Is it going away?
Well,
yeah,
it could.
That's the question. And Nick Ramos will join us. You can join us as well. Call us 855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842. John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn.